Proclaiming America is back, President Donald Trump delivers an address to Congress where he touted his crackdown on illegal immigration, imposing tariffs and cutting government spending, and deadly storms from tornadoes in the deep south to blizzard conditions in the Midwest. A late winter barrage batters major parts of the country. In the longest joint address to Congress in history, President Donald Trump vowed to push forward with swift and unrelenting action to reshape American policy, from the economy to immigration to foreign policy. While they might not be as overt as Congressman Al Green, Democrats last night found other ways to oppose President Trump's administration, with many Democratic women wearing bright pink in a show of defiance. New Mexico's Teresa Leger Fernandez, who leads the Democratic Women's Caucus, told Time magazine the color represents, quote, our protest of Trump's policies, which are negatively impacting women and families. It was freshman Senator Alyssa Slotkin of Michigan who delivered the Democratic response to President Trump's address. Slotkin highlighted Americans' dissatisfaction with the economy, saying President Trump's policies are not addressing issues in the correct way. She said Americans made it clear that prices are too high and that the government needs to be more responsive to their needs. America wants change, but there's a responsible way to make change and a reckless way. Slotkin continued, President Trump is trying to deliver an unprecedented giveaway to his billionaire friends. He's on the hunt to find trillions of dollars to pass along to the wealthiest in America. And to do that, he is going to make you pay in every part of your life. Grocery and home prices are going up, not down, and he hasn't laid out a credible plan to deal with either of those. His tariffs on allies like Canada will raise prices on energy, lumber, and cars, and start a trade war that will hurt manufacturing and farmers. Your premiums and prescriptions will cost more because the math on his proposals doesn't work without going after your health care. When it came to immigration, Slotkin struck a more moderate tone, acknowledging Americans have told pollsters they're concerned about record illegal border crossings in recent years. She said, every country deserves to know who and what is coming across its border, period. Democrats and Republicans should all be for that, but securing the border without actually fixing our broken immigration system is dealing with the symptom and not the disease. She also touched on the controversial role of Elon Musk and the Department of Government Efficiency. Slotkin ended the response by advocating for, quote, engaged citizens and principled leaders. Also in President Trump's congressional address, he voiced appreciation for Ukrainian President Zelensky, I reportedly willing to sign a minerals deal with the United States and to come to the negotiating table under Trump's leadership to end the war with Russia. Trump told Congress the Ukrainian leader made the declaration in a letter to him yesterday. Earlier in the day, Zelensky also posted on X saying Ukraine is ready to sign the deal and enter peace talks with Russia. He also called the contentious Oval Office meeting with President Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance that played out on national TV last week regrettable. The minerals deal was on hold since that tense exchange. As Trump's Department of Government Efficiency continues its quest to cut government spending, the Pentagon is saying DOGE has found millions of dollars are being wasted. This comes as the Trump administration has released a list of several hundred federal buildings it plans to close or sell, including the FBI headquarters and the main Department of Justice building, saying they're, quote, not core to government operations. It also comes as multiple news outlets are reporting the Trump administration is drafting plans to cut the Internal Revenue Service's workforce by half. Sources familiar with the matter say it'll be done through a mix of layoffs, attrition, and incentivized buyouts. Also on Tuesday, a tornado touched down in Irving, Texas, with winds of up to 110 miles per hour. It was part of a major winter storm system that rolled through sections of the United States, Tuesday bringing dust storms to the southwest and blizzard conditions to the Midwest, the governor of Mississippi confirming two deaths in the state. According to local reports, one person died from a falling power line and another was killed when a tree fell on the car. The severe weather also caused officials in New Orleans to alter some Mardi Gras events on Fat Tuesday. Finally this morning, a story that's captured hearts across the nation. Live camera footage from a bald eagle nest in Southern California has gone viral this week. The California nonprofit, The Friends of Big Bear Valley has been sharing two 24/7 live streams of a bald eagle nest in the San Bernardino Mountains. The nest is the home to Jackie and Shadow, a pair of bald eagles that gained worldwide popularity back in 2023 when the camera showed the couple with two eggs. Those eggs failed to hatch, but now, 3 years later, Jackie and Shadow have two new babies to take care of, with a third still on the way.